A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
In this edition, I shine a light on Land of the Living at the National's Dorfman Theatre on the South Bank in London. This is showing until November the 1st, 2025, with an audio describe performance on Thursday the 30th of October at 7:30pm, with a touch tour at 6pm. I'll also showcase their access provision and preview what else is coming up. A very warm welcome to A View on Access. This is your regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. I'm Tim Calvert. The National Theatre excel at their access provision, and specifically audio describe performances. They often schedule two per run in the week in the evening and one on a Saturday afternoon, and have a well-trained access team to look after you. For each performance, you'll be assigned your own access host who'll look after your individual needs and guide if needed, from the start of your visit to the end, which provides a little extra support and that much-needed peace of mind. The Land of Living takes place in the multi-purpose Dorfman Theatre, which consists of 450 seats, and is a smaller, more intimate venue that stands alone on a corner not too far from the main complex, with a small foyer, bar and box office ahead as you enter, and cloakroom where you can collect a headset and toilet through a small corridor on your right. Doors on your left, both sides lead to the auditorium. The play takes place in two timelines: Germany 1945, Thomas, one of thousands of children stolen by the Nazis from Eastern Europe during World War II, is under the care of Ruth, a UN relief worker. Should she try to find his parents or leave him with those he's grown up with, the choice she makes will shape his life. London 1990 years later, Thomas visits Ruth as they untangle the past. The decisions Ruth made as a very young woman are called powerfully into question. This new play is written by David Lann and features an outstanding performance from Juliet Stevenson as Ruth, with inventive staging from director Stephen Daldry. It features some really captivating performances from the whole of the cast that really draws you in on an emotional level and keeps you interested in the characters and story right from start to finish, and probably leaves you reflecting on the themes and relationships and journey of the characters long after you leave the theatre. The set has a unique formation, with a long, oblong catwalk-style flooring in the centre, with a brown wooden panel library and double doors with a piano on the left on the far side, with a modern kitchen with workstation, cupboards, basin, oven and utensils, with sliding doors in the centre on the other side leading to a decorated hallway and a red armchair and side table in front. Above are an array of leafless tree branches. Around the sides of the oblong stage are multiple drawers and filing cabinets, and in the centre are steps that come down for characters to enter and exit from the auditorium. This is a very immersive experience, with the company using the whole of the space to perform their scenes. The action is often confusing, as scenes flick from 1990 to 1945 very quickly, and characters from 1990 interact with characters from 1945. It's fast-moving, with many visual aspects and set pieces and character interactions, which may be even more confusing for those who are visually impaired. So a touch tour and audio describe performance will help in so many ways for not just this, but any play at the National Theatre, by fleshing out all of the visual elements and creating clarity. You get the opportunity to go on stage 90 minutes before the performance to explore the sets, props, costumes. You get an overview and you can ask questions along the way, often meeting the cast and gaining a greater insight. You're then issued with an in-the-ear headset, which you can also put your own headphones into, and you will hear an intricate audio introduction 15 minutes before the start of the play that can also be heard before the show online or being sent to you, that details all of the important aspects of the production that you need to know about. And the audio description from well-trained in-house audio describers will keep you company throughout and guide you with an audio accompaniment that will detail everything from who is on stage at any given time, location, set changes, character interactions, and all the action unfolding on stage in a clear and engaging manner. The National Theatre offer a wide range of productions in their three venues throughout the year, with some even available on the cinema, which has recently introduced audio description too on some of the screenings. Plus, a whole host of past plays are available on NT at Home, also with audio description. There are some fabulous audio-described performances coming up that include Bashe, which is on Friday the 24th of October at 7:30pm. The Land of the Living is on the 30th of October at 7:30pm. Hamlet is on Saturday the 15th of November at 1:30pm. Something's Rotten in Denmark, Olivier winner Hiran Abasakara is Hamlet in a bold, darkly funny take on Shakespeare's tragedy, directed by Robert Hasty. End is on Saturday the 6th of December at 2:30pm and Thursday the 8th of January 2026. Clive Owen and Sashka Reeves feature in this touching and funny play, which completes David Eldridge's trilogy, Exploring Love and Relationships, directed by Rachel O'Riordan. Ballet Shoes returns for another year and is audio described on Saturday the 13th of December at 1:30pm and Thursday the 29th of January 2026 for the evening performance. Noel Stretfield's best-selling book, spectacularly reinvented for the stage in this new adaptation by Kendall Fever, returns for another year, directed by Katie Rudd. And The Playboy of the Western World takes place on Saturday the 20th of December at 2:15pm and Friday the 20th of February 2026 at 7:30pm. Catriona McLaughlin directs, Nicola Colgan from Bridgerton, in John Millington's sin story of youth and self-discovery, with touch tours 90 minutes before each performance. What's wonderful about the National Theatre is the quality and the consistency, as they always follow a certain standard that you can rely on. You can rely on it also being good, and every play that comes next having a different feel and energy, so nothing ever feels samey. To book tickets or for assistance, you can call the box office on 02 07 45 23 961, or you can email boxoffice@nationaltheatre.org.uk. For further information or to join the Access scheme, you can visit nationaltheatre.org.uk and search for Access. The National Theatre also has a fabulous streaming service called NT at Home. It's £9.99 a month or £99 for a year for a subscription. This can be found by visiting www.ntathome.com. To find out what else has been audio described across the UK, you can visit vocalise.co.uk or mindseyedescription.co.uk, or for cinema, accessiblescreeningsuk.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit aviewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email aviewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.